And then I decide not to go to RTX. By the way, welcome to Rant On. I decide not to go to RTX.
Hey. How's it going?
I would spend like $650 on a...
Why can't you do just a regular...
Because I hate waiting in line.
Why do you have to wait in line?
All the lines. All the panels? Lines.
You need to wait in line to get in the line to get into the line that gets you into the line.
Why do you sound like you're about to read me an Audible book, David?
Doesn't sound like wow. No, that's not an Audible book.
No, that's not, it doesn't sound like welcome to Audible or whatever the guy says at the beginning.
It sounds like somebody's Audible.
Welcome to Audible. I'm going to be talking to you about a book I read yesterday.
It's going to be like something like from fucking Breitbart or one of those news outlets. Like that's what David's going to read.
Obama was responsible for everything.
By the way, did y'all hear that InfoWars is like going bankrupt?
I mean, the dude has to pay a lot of money.
Fucking excellent.
Alex Jones is on today. What does Alex Jones think about that?
No, he's not. He's
man, voice, I was... Fuck you.
His voice is hurting. But yeah, look at the badge that I have up. That's the best badge. That's $1,500 for a badge to a convention.
Look, okay, I'm just going to throw this out here. Badge. I like Rooster Teeth.
That's a car payment or a rent payment combined.
I like Rooster Teeth. I don't like Rooster Teeth that much.
I don't like Rooster Teeth $1,500.
$1,500?
Yes, $1,500.
And in fact, how much is a Friday badge? Because I just probably won't go a Friday.
Friday, $12.
Let's go for $12. Let's go for $12.
Just canceled my hotel. I decided not to go. I was going to get the platinum one, the $650 one, because they have fast pass security line, priority panel line, and priority seating in the panel rooms. But you can watch every fucking panel just about on Twitch.
See, this is the whole reason this is the whole reason why I would have loved to go to San Diego Comic-Con, but... I think that if this happened to me when we went to... I went to PAX South.
PAX South. Kevin, I remember.
And we went there, and we're walking the floor, and we got, like, a bunch of, like, you know, swag bag stuff. Just shit you would throw away, right? It's not anything you would really keep. We walked around the convention, and by the end of it, we're like, you know what? I'm kind of done. I'm kind of glad we didn't do another day. And, like, I could only imagine RTX. Like, that would just be on a different scale completely.
But Friday Expo. Oh, Friday Expo means you can only do the main hall. You go to any of the panels.
So, basically what you're saying...
$45.
You didn't find it to be nearly as fun or exciting as...
No, and like we went to a couple panels. We went to we actually went to an Achievement Hunter panel there.
Who'd you go with?
Kevin. Yeah.
Well, see, that's the problem. And like both are boring as fuck. Okay. And he made it boring.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, I like panels, but see, what's really sweet is being able to actually like see the people while they're talking about the panel.
Why would you want to see that?
If you're all in the fucking back of a convention hall that you waited, I don't know how many hours to get into, depending on the panel. Like, it's just, I don't know. That just doesn't seem like a fun time to me.
Here, Todd, I'm going to put something in Slack if you want to put it on a thing. This is what I want to go to in March. And you can look at the ticket prices for it. But it is Houston.
Retropalooza.
Retropalooza. $25 like for the whole shit. Weekend.
That's not even Houston. That's Pasadena.
It is Pasadena. You're right.
That's not Houston.
Oh, look, Boogie.
Pasadena's
one,
Houston, basically.
One Boogie is not as fat as he used to be. So that's an old picture.
$25? That's it?
I like Gaijin Goomba.
Man, I get to meet beat 'em ups.
Gaijin Goomba's pretty funny.
I can't.
Ape and Eric is awesome. Okay, Chief 420
no idea
is
who
good.
Any of these people
bro,
are.
For a half second, I thought this was the guy that got me too.
Who?
I thought Drake McWhorter was what's that game, guys?
Oh no, no, that's no. Drake? I love
Pro-Jared.
Eric
Pro-Jared.
Woodhawker. Yeah, no, I'm super in.
I have no idea who any of these people are.
I know who OK Chief is.
Yeah, I like OK Chief too. Now I know it's Oh, that's.
Hold on. That looks be old.
Wait, wait, wait.
And that sadly is Jeff's wedding anniversary.
How much is a vendor table?
I don't know.
Find out.
I would love. Oh man, do
this website shit.
This website is dog shit.
Jeff, go fix it.
One booth, $200.
That's
one booth plus electric.
That's not that bad.
One booth plus electrical access, $275.
Oh, we can register as an artist.
Yeah. Two booths.
But wait. It's $25 for the weekend or $200 for a table.
Yeah, but we get to advertise.
But a vendor booth only comes with two badges of admission.
What?
If you get a booth, you only get two badges.
This is super. Okay. Also, guys, this is super small time. So look, don't.
If I can bring my Pornhub Ranty Media shirts.
Well, that's the thing.
We could just fucking sell merch.
I mean, if we split it up, right?
Can I sell Rooster Teeth merch?
It's not that much.
Why would you want to sell Rooster Teeth merch? Are you going to sell it at a profit?
Yeah.
Really?
Fuck yeah. I want to be media. Can I sign up as media?
Is there a media?
No.
That's dumb.
It sucks. Someone call Retropalooza.
Well, hold up. Their contact form? Go to developers again. I
saw that's for software.
No. I need to scroll down to the very bottom. Very bottom. Okay. Recaptcha theme Dart.
Yeah, I saw that.
They just left the short code there. They don't actually have Recaptcha enabled. I want to talk to the person who designed your website because it's terrible.
Is it?
David, or Jeff's triggered.
Is
triggered
it
fucking hard?
Is it this at? What is andyouknowthis.com? Is that like
all
a
rights
developer?
Reserved and you know this? Is I guess is the joke. It's a dumb joke. I hate this website.
Should
reach out, man. Reach out.
There's a Twitter right there. Actually,
this was made by like soon. Like somebody like Jeff, where they like try to put their inside jokes on the website, but they're terrible at making websites.
There you go, Jeff. Send a message.
Okay, to be fair to Jeff, he's good at making websites. He's just terrible at jokes.
That's not true. I'm a funny person.
Sometimes. I think he's funnier than you are.
Hello, Sailor. I am a webmaster.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God. Ligario de Guzman.
What the hell is a Guzman?
I don't know. I just
like Luis Guzman.
No,
oh, like he goes the one Guzman I know. That's the name.
'Tis a strange time.
Hold on, let me edit this.
Retropalooza. I need to see something.
I know somebody named Jocelyn Guzman.
Yeah, so do I.
Wait,
I think we all know her.
Wait, there is a significantly better website.
So, Jim gave us a shitty website?
Hold on.
Wait, is for DFW.
Yeah. This is Arlington. No, yeah. A significantly better website. It's made by the same people. But they reskinned it. I'm so confused. Jesus Christ. Okie dokie.
That's your.
Well, okay. At least they made the Retropalooza website secure, and it's responsive. Good job, kids. Other than that,
Oh, I thought you were for sure sending that.
That message? No.
Other than that.
Conventions though. I love conventions. I guess I'll probably go to. Let me see. What's the big one that Houston has? Comic Palooza?
Huh? Comicpalooza, yeah. which that it's oh god.
What
are it's you just it's about? So much now. Maybe the older I get, the more like
how dare it get popular.
Well, how much
that,
is it?
That son of
it's,
a bitch.
No, it's not even that. It's just the fucking parking. I remember
oh,
the last
shit.
Time
I can go and not have to take PTO.
Both the last you. Time we went, I had to park at a friend's house and then Uber there.
You had to Uber? Oh my god!
That's expensive, dude.
No, it's not. That's cheap.
That's expensive.
Oh my god, it's $69.
Todd is sold.
I gotta get it now.
Snap it, Todd.
Yeah, dude.
I don't even know who's going to be there this year, if they've even announced anybody.
Well, I mean, yeah, they have to have. Oh, wait, no.
Welcome to Houston
no,
convention.
No, they haven't. It's... Do you know what this reminds
somebody.
Me of? The planning for this reminds me of David's wedding.
Oh,
where,
what
plan?
The planning for David's wedding.
Where it's an event that's going to be in May.
But there are planning...
And I know it's gonna be the event that's gonna be in May, but they haven't announced any of the guests,
bro.
David, I don't know how you're not fucking stressed beyond belief.
You mean I haven't announced any of the wedding party? Is that what you meant?
Oh my god!
Yes, that's what I mean.
I have to go.
No. 2019 guests. 2019 guests. That's what I'm saying, man. They haven't announced the 2020 guests and.
The finest
they're big.
Girl from
okay,
Game
they're
of
big
Thrones.
On Instagram. Let me go to their Instagram.
The finest girl from Instagram. Game.
Houston Outlaws is a sponsor.
I don't give a fuck. That league is gonna die this year.
Jesus!
Wow.
Oh my god, Lita was there and Trish Stratus.
Yeah.
I don't think
year.
They showed up.
And then,
oh yeah, I think you're right, David. I think they pulled out at the last minute.
Pulled out.
Oh my god!
Shut up.
Nobody
asked you.
As far as
you.
I know, no. No real guests have been announced.
There's also Anime Matsuri.
But isn't that all sorts of fucking...
Yeah, apparently
like,
the dude that started is with... like a major molester.
Okay.
Yeah. A major molester as opposed to a minor molester?
Yes.
Major
yes.
molester?
But we can send it for press. Press registration.
I thought you didn't like How I Met Your Mother.
I love How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, wait. Couldn't we do... Dude, we could do Comicpalooza media coverage. Herder.
I miss what?
David, maybe I was reading too much into what you said, but are you about to make some major announcements?
Yes.
Podcast.
Oh,
on the
podcast.
Interested
no?
in parting? What?
I will not do it on the podcast.
Oh,
I think
okay.
That's,
I thought you were about to do it on the podcast.
I don't think that's very classy, personally. But.
He's like, hold up, Todd. How do you want to deal with the microphone? I'm gonna take this whole
Todd,
podcast.
It'll be like this, Jim. I have some bad news.
Wait, really?
No,
it's a podcast. What?
Who's the guy that monitors the bathrooms?
Oh, I hate that guy.
Talking about
Mitsa.
Hello,
wait,
sir.
What Todd,
you recommend?
You don't know
how
what I'm talking
hands.
About.
No.
The bathroom attendant.
So if you ever go to like a nice
upscale
like,
oh,
place,
like in a club.
The what?
Like in a club or something. The guy
yeah, Jim. Jim will just be in the corner coughing the entire time as like no one tips him.
Oh.
That's my least
hands,
favorite fucking part about going to any like club downtown.
I don't know. Hey Jeff, what should I do for link to podcast?
Rantymedia.com. You know the website that we still have?
Do we?
Yes. Do we have that? Hey, I wrote something on that.
Shut up.
Rantymedia.com.
Also, by the way, let me check on very important.
Also, it should be auto-publishing the
podcast. Hey, still the best episode of last year.
Yeah, it's totally publishing the podcasts automatically on the website.
Yeah, I saw it. By the way, that best episode of last year was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Hey!
Best movie gets the best episode.
That is
sure.
not true.
I don't know if that's accurate, but...
Well, I mean, you saw it right there, so it is accurate.
Have you ever
Your response
been...
has been received.
Have you ever been a member of the blah, blah, blah?
I don't know what this
hey.
Is.
Hey! Let's also apply to QuakeCon and then not go.
I'm not going.
It's a yearly tradition.
That sounds like the worst.
It's a yearly tradition at this
I
point.
I refuse.
I mean, you're not wrong.
We get the press passes. They're like, oh.
Like, I like collecting the lanyards. That's cool.
Kevin is just like, I've got your shit. Pick it up.
Thanks, bro. Dallas has lots of good vegan restaurants.
Dallas has lots of terrible vegans, though.
Listen.
Dallas has terrible vegans?
If we decided to go to RTX on a Friday.
No.
We could go food hopping on Saturday.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
We'll work on that later.
Food hopping.
I wanted to talk about some gaming news.
I mean, I you're more than welcome to. I really don't know where this podcast will lead to.
David!
What?
If I showed you a logo, would you understand what it is?
50-50 chance.
What is that?
Hold on.
Don't look at the banner.
Is it on Slack?
No, it's on stream.
Hold on, let me go back to Mixer.
Oh, we're supposed to be watching.
Are we supposed to be watching ourselves?
Yes!
My bad. Wait, how do I get embers? No embers!
Light me up with some embers.
How do I search?
Why do you have to search?
Because reasons.
Mixer.com/.
You know, Ranting Media is not on.
What's the? Well, it's got. It's a dragon, right?
Sure. Left.
Okay, so I see a weird dragon. UFC.
Is this Diablo?
No. No, this is definitely not Diablo. This is... Oh, God. Why do I recognize this?
The album cover to prefer.
Oh, what? You forgot the copyright as well.
I know! I said don't look at it!
Okay.
No way.
The album cover to what?
I have a stronger feeling that I know what this is now.
Okay.
I feel like this is something to do with Arkham Knight. Not Arkham Knight, but Batman.
Oh, okay.
If I remember correctly, yeah. No, I do remember this correctly, actually. So,
is this the Court of Owls?
Court of Owls. Oh. This was leaked. Yeah. This was leaked as was supposed to be the continuation of it, if I remember correctly.
Warner Brothers updated their website with a mysterious circle that houses the different sigils teased. Two of the blanks are filled in with emblems of the League of Shadows. And the mysterious Gotham City symbol. Court of Owls. Mm-hmm. That's cool. I am excited for a new Batman game.
I have been wanting a new Batman game for several years now.
Hold up, though. Warner Brothers Montreal.
Which is who did the other ones.
No.
With
Rocksteady.
This is Montreal. This one did Origins by themselves, though.
Yeah, but yeah. No one liked Origins that much.
That's what I'm a little worried about. Are they doing it standalone?
Great question.
Because if Rocksteady ain't behind it, I'm a little less
enthused. I don't believe Rocksteady is involved at all. A
little less enthused.
Let me see. Rocks.
I don't know. They were rumored to be working on a Superman game for the longest time, too.
They've been rumored for 20 years for different games.
Hey, we didn't think we were ever going to get another Half-Life game either, but here we are.
Yeah, that came out
That's
of nowhere.
That's not real.
True, it's not out yet.
Assuming it is.
I mean, where's episode 3?
I mean, they did talk about Batman right there.
Right there.
December 23rd, 2019.
Right there.
Yeah, but that just,
But I'm excited to see what happens with that. Another quick thing. Pokemon Sword and Shield's getting expansion pass.
Yup. Actually, kind of excited for that.
It's going to add 200 Pokemon.
New Pokemon or continuing
old
of the old
Pokemon?
Ones?
Combination of the two.
Okay.
Look at that Blastoise, though!
Yeah, that G-Max Blastoise is badass.
So
there's also going to be some new forms for Articuno, Zapdos, and Moltres.
What?
And the new Zapdos looks like an ostrich.
He's a golden ostrich.
Sort of.
Wait, is that supposed to be him?
Yup.
That's pretty cool.
That's badass.
Is that Articuno? Articuno is the shit.
Ooh,
Articuno is always
cool. Like Moltres
is cool too.
Ooh, Dark Moltres. Eh. Eh. Oh.
Yeah.
Eh. Eh.
Disney.
All that
is selling.
All that's old. That stuff coming back in, it was.
That's X and Y.
Those are old legendaries.
So, I mean, they're kind of doing what I thought they were going to do.
What were you muttering about, Disney?
Disney is selling a light-up French fry bucket that looks just like the Millennium Falcon from Star Wars.
That's amazing.
A light-up French fry bucket.
That's how we measure food in America, is buckets.
I need you to send me this proposal.
I'm
going to
share it on our fucking Facebook page.
Because I'm a little confused.
You don't know what a bucket is?
I understand. Do you have a French
it's
fry bucket
at your house?
It's what we get
our fried chicken in.
Yeah.
Do you have a French fry bucket at your house?
Yeah, I do, actually.
By the way,
I do.
By the way, if you plan on going to Disney World.
I need you to elevate
World,
yourself, Jeff.
Plan on going to Disney World? That Disney food blog is really helpful.
Okay.
They have a YouTube channel and I watch it. Because I like Defunct Land and yes.
I would.
It's a fry slash popcorn.
It's an experience.
Bucket.
I want to so
okay,
bad.
So I have a popcorn bucket.
It's only $24.99.
That's not bad. Oh, but you have to go there to get it.
I mean, you don't plan on going to Galaxy's Edge at some point?
I couldn't care less, to be honest.
I'll be real honest with you. Like, this is going to sound ridiculous. I want to go to a theme park, but at the same time, you read about, like... So the last time, and this might be why, the last time I went to a theme park was when I was very, very young. It was a place called King's Island. And
what the hell is that?
It was Paramount King's Island. It was up in
Ohio.
That was
if you watch
Ohio.
Defunct Land, you know all about King's Island.
Yeah.
Bullshit that happened there.
Back in the day, it used to house, like, they had really insane rides. They actually at one point had, like, the world's largest wooden roller coaster. The Beast, I think it was.
Yep. And now they have Son of Beast.
And then they also...
That's an
episode on
Defunct Land.
It's still open?
Yeah, but I think it's not... I think it's owned by the people to do Cedar Point now.
Why was it on Defunct Land then?
Because of Beast and Son of Beast.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
But anyways, my point is that I got real excited to go. We decided... Our family decided to go with another family.
Oh, it's still open.
And what happened was...
What happened?
You tried to swing with your parents.
No, my best friend decided to go with someone else, and I got stuck with like their little sister or something, and consequently, like I didn't get to ride like any rides at all.
So you're basically saying all theme parks suck because of one bad experience as a kid.
No, I'm just saying
nothing
it's
to
just
do
like,
with the theme park itself.
Right.
Well, yes and no. It's because...
No, that's pretty much yes.
Hey, look, me and David are aliens again.
Oh, boy. It's just one of those things where, like, you know, you hear about the long waits for rides, and, like, how much do you get to really experience at the time that you're there? You're spending all that money.
I waited in line a lot, and then I didn't follow directions for a specific ride and got real sick.
Yeah, that was another thing. We had, like, super fucking huge hot dogs. And the one roller coaster that I actually got on, I got sick. I was so pissed.
Because you didn't follow directions and basic intelligence?
No, I'm a fucking kid, David. It was 5 years old.
No. Mine was...
Wait. So you're basically
you were 5 years
this,
old. You
all
weren't
your
even old
issues
enough to
at
ride
5 years
rides.
Old?
That's not... Yeah, I was able to ride the roller coasters.
This is very sus. This is a very sus story here.
No, it's not.
You have to be, like, almost 4 foot tall to ride all the rides. You saying you were 4 foot tall at the age of 5?
No, I mean, that's like
saying,
rides,
okay, what you're saying is you haven't grown except for like 1 foot in the last like
I never said
15
I rode all
years
the
of your life.
I never said I rode all the rides. I was said I was able to ride a particular roller coaster.
But
so it sounds
magically.
Like it sounds like Jeff didn't get to ride the or got stuck with the little kid from the other family because he was the little kid in his family.
Right.
No, because
and
the other
upset
dude
is
the same
it.
Height.
You said height with a.
I mean, you were five. The other kid's little sister couldn't have been that much younger than you and still be going to an amusement park to ride rides.
She was three.
What? What?
You're going to put a three-year-old on a roller coaster?
No, she didn't go on the roller coaster with us. My mom
I'm telling
lost her
you, this is all
while
very
I went on
sus.
The roller coaster.
These little explanations are sus.
I don't know why I have to bother explaining to y'all about this.
Like, I feel like you just would have vomited on Exhilarate.
I've what? Learned to tune David out, and it's wonderful.
You what?
I've learned to tune you out, and
why?
It just makes everything so much more wonderful.
Oh, fuck you cool too, Jeff. Fuck you too.
I'm actually really sus at Jeff's whole story here.
That's I've been saying that.
I just didn't have a good experience, okay?
All right. So, Jeff's trauma aside.
have they done anything with the theme park in Houston they were supposed to open?
Oh,
which one?
No, that's
I know
a
that
lot
they started
of lawsuits
the land.
Around it.
Oh, is it, does it?
Yeah.
I feel like
they raised a bunch of money, and then it just kind of went nowhere.
Because I feel like they were like 2017. It's coming. Like,
yeah, it's. I still don't know why. Like with,
I don't want to get too far into
the population that Houston has. It boggles my mind that an amusement park like that could not be sustainable.
Jeff, no, it's a fucking conspiracy theory. Okay,
oh, Lord.
Listen, Six Flags Astroworld. Okay. Shut down in 2005, October 31st, 2005.
How do you know this off the top of your head?
Oh, I know lots of Astroworld trivia.
Because you don't see the tin hat.
I have researched Astroworld and fucking why it should not.
I miss
okay.
Astroworld.
So, it was the greatest. It was the greatest place on Earth.
But they don't make money off of locals.
It makes Disney World look like a hobo platform. Like, fuck.
The thing is that they make money.
Shut its doors, October 31st, 2005. It was making more money than Six Flags Fiesta Texas, Six Flags Over Texas, and Dallas.
Don't you dare talk bad about Six Flags Over Texas.
Now, I'm not talking bad about it. I'm not talking bad about it. But
okay,
it
so it's making
money. Who the
more
fuck
money.
Goes to Dallas anyway?
Me.
He's making more money.
He goes, me.
Yet for some there. Reason, for some fucking reason, that was the theme park they decided to close.
But it was also their oldest.
No,
right?
What?
Astroworld?
No.
Six Flags Over
Texas.
Yes,
Texas would
the
be the newest,
one.
But no.
Over Texas.
Six Flags Over
oldest.
Dallas was the oldest. Yeah.
Call it that.
Okay. You have to remember, I'm not originally from Texas.
I know, so. I know. But yeah, no. Oh, you're making me so sad right now.
God, I miss these rides. This was my childhood.
Yeah,
so,
it is absolutely my
this
childhood.
Right here, this ride right here is my favorite. Not
it's
third,
weird.
The Viper train, but the one before it, Serial Thriller.
Yeah, I love Serial Thriller.
It's weird because y'all
Serial Thriller was the best.
Y'all have ties to Astroworld. I have ties to Over Texas.
That's because you're from a hobo city called Dallas.
Yeah,
really?
See, I didn't
Dallas
get to experience
way,
this.
Well, yeah, this place was phenomenal.
Like
Astroworld was incredible. It was
the
best.
That was a swamp buggy.
My sister.
Oh, you don't remember the
roller coaster?
Buggy.
It opened in 1970.
Yeah, it was the wooden roller coaster, right?
No, that is
no.
Look at that. That's steel.
That's definitely not.
Well,
it's a toboggan.
Same type.
Do you remember
of
what they? That was the serpent. They renamed it the serpent later on.
It
was basically
that was
the little brother of the viper. Now that the swamp buggy, the tree that wasn't there. It shut down a long time ago. That shut down like maybe 91.
Apparently,
yeah, it shut down before I was going to Astroworld then, because I wouldn't.
Yeah, for sure.
Apparently, a bunch of hoodlums was part of the cause of shutting down Astroworld.
Yes, now it became.
I vaguely remember
Excalibur.
Yeah, I do remember it.
See, I remember Excalibur for sure. So here's the thing: apparently, tickets got real cheap to Astroworld, and so. what people were doing is they were just dumping their kids at fucking Astroworld as babysitters, basically. And there was nobody watching them, and they were doing all sorts of shit.
Yeah.
They're being hood rats.
I mean, that's what we did, is we would like save up our allowance all year to get season passes for the summer.
Yep.
Same. And then we'd go there, and we'd spend like $5 each every day.
My mom dropped us off every day.
Where, did y'all live near it?
No, my mom worked at the Galleria, which was just, 10 minutes from there.
Gotcha. Because whenever
my dad drove us there.
My mom actually rode the Texas Cyclone the day it opened.
76?
They had a competition. They basically, they filled the car, and whoever could stay on it the longest... season passes for like 5 years or something like that.
Did your mom win?
No, she didn't win. The girl she tried it with was very small and was bouncing around because that was not a smooth roller coaster. And the girl my mom was with ended up with a broken rib from it.
I'm gonna step away for a few minutes, guys. Okay.
So I don't know. This, all I heard, it confuses me whenever you're like, well, my mom just dropped me off. Me going to Arlington was like a all-day thing, like a trek. I guess I'm not used to, even Houston kind of bothers me with how sprawling it is.
That's the thing, like, where I lived, there was nothing like that around me. We had to literally travel to the next state to get to something like that. Or I will say a good theme park that I liked that probably I guess redeemed was actually Dolly World, which a lot of people probably don't know.
Nashville?
No, Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Oh, that's right.
It's very, if you've ever heard of a place called Silver Dollar City in Branson, Missouri. Very, like, they literally just lifted that entire concept and moved it to Tennessee and branded it with Dolly Parton shit. So there's a bunch of roller coasters there that I really enjoyed as a kid. And like that was like my favorite like theme park experience.
Oh, Accelerate. The roller coaster that looked like it would be so much fun and then it was slow.
Yeah, 34 miles an hour.
It was enjoyable. If you like to breathe.
If you like to breathe?
You like to breeze.
Oh.
Let's see. The fastest roller coaster I rode... Was it the Tennessee Tornado?
Giant. I did this one. And I'm terrified of roller coasters.
That one was fun.
Is that the Twister?
Yeah.
I love that one. That was my favorite roller coaster.
I got stuck on the Ultra Twister for 45 fucking minutes in that vertical liftoff.
Oh, nice.
Oh, the Viper. Are you looking at the Exhilarate, the hanging coaster?
We already skipped that. We already passed that one.
Exhilarate was Ultra my sister's Twister. Favorite.
Ultra Twister, yeah.
I got
Ultra Twister
stuck
was good.
Dungeon drop for like 2.5 hours.
The fuck?
Batman Escape, that was my favorite.
Batman was badass, yeah.
But it wasn't just the roller coaster. It was like the walk up to the roller coaster.
Oh my god, yes.
This is wait, where's this the is going to be the right most?
Now? Huh?
Huh?
Where's the duck?
Oh, the duck is out in front of that Christian's tailgating on Highway 6 and 10.
Oh, speaking of which, is this it?
No, it's not.
There's Batman the Escape right there.
It's not anymore?
Yeah. No, it's not. It's not over at I-10 and Highway 6 anymore. It hadn't been there in about 5 years.
Oh.
Batman, was it a standing coaster?
It was a standing coaster, yep.
Yep.
You had like this bicycle seat wedged up against your nuts.
Oh yeah, no, that was super uncomfortable.
It was worth it.
You could only ride it about once a day.
I probably can't have children because of that ride.
Because like, it was painful to ride.
Whoa, they had a bat suit and a Batmobile.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole walk up was like an experience. And so like at one point there's like a turned over cop car.
Again,
and
I'm very scared of roller coasters. I would have never even walked in the line to look at it.
But it would have been worth it because Like, because it was based off of, and this is my favorite Batman movie.
That's
Batman
Forever Returns. Or something. Oh, Returns.
Oh, it's Returns. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the, oh,
mind,
don't
mind
be sad.
Oh, I forgot about the Mindbender.
My Mindbender was boring. It just was exciting because it was in the dark.
Yeah. But, keep in mind, it was the only air-conditioned roller coaster in the park.
I mean, yeah, which is true.
Which used to
Derek,
be
I agree.
In Houston, Texas, that's
a
big
too.
Deal.
It used to be a draw.
The only,
downside
to the Mindbender was that you had that bench seat that somebody that you were either in somebody's lap or somebody was like wedged all up on your nuts.
Oh, that's true.
Almost.
What is this?
Kid coaster.
Texas Tornado.
Oh, I think that was before
it,
my
it
time.
Was originally. It was no, no, no. Taz's Texas Tornado. You know that was during our time.
It opened in 98.
Yeah, huh. It shut down not long after that and moved to Mexico as it. I think it hurt somebody.
Oh, okay.
And number one, Serial Thriller.
Serial Thriller was
Serial
the
Thriller
best
was fine,
there.
But it wasn't my favorite.
Opened in 99.
Yeah, the Serial Thriller took the spot. Of Excalibur, which was an old wooden roller coaster.
Yeah,
this it Serial
was
Thriller took
on the
its
list.
Spot.
Huh. Memory lane for that.
Miss Astroworld.
Like I said, I'm afraid
I could
roller coaster.
I could have a whole episode dedicated to fucking Astroworld, man. Like,
dude, if they open another season park here in Houston or another park here in Houston, I would buy a season pass every year.
Yeah, 100%. Everyone's like, oh, why don't you do that with, like, Typhoon Texas, man? Like, that's not the fuck. It's in the parking lot of a fucking mall. Like,
right. Also, it's not a theme park. It's a water park.
You want to know the most...
And me being allergic to chlorine, I can't really hang.
Most exhilarating ride for me?
What's that?
Bank Gold Vaults.
Derek, you just missed us talking about the Sword and Shield expansion pass.
Yeah, we did.
Go back.
The Yosemite Sam Gold Rush or Gold Mine.
Oh,
that's from
Six Flags Over Texas.
Over Texas, and it was my favorite ride by a mile. Because I like a chill. This is just a chill ass boat ride with funny ass shit in it.
You're but like a special boy.
They closed this down. I don't remember when. But this was every year for my birthday, I would go to Six Flags Over Texas. Because we were poor. It would be a once a year thing, and I would do this ride every year. But Six Flags Over Texas had a lot of interesting things. I mean, they had the Texas Giant and shit.
I mean, yeah.
I've been to Fiesta Texas Lawrence. 4 or 5 times. I went to Over Texas once when I was real little.
I liked Over Texas.
I've only been there one time.
I went to the one Worlds of Adventure up in Ohio because we went to visit family up there.
Oh man, you skipped Cedar Point and went to Worlds of Adventure?
We were supposed to go to Cedar Point, but it was like thunderstorming the day we were going to go.
That's one place I would love to actually visit.
The Cedar roller Point coaster, is I want to go there so bad.
The roller coaster capital of the world.
Yep, I want
to
go.
Jessica wants to go there.
It's
they still have
like
the dragster
park.
Running.
At Cedar Point.
What is it called?
Dragster.
I've never been there, so I have no idea.
Cedar Point.
Survey says
at its time it was like the highest roller coaster, the fastest roller coaster, the steepest drop.
Still is.
Keep arms down, head back, and hold on.
Yes, it was terrifying to look at.
I mean, Grease Lightning was pretty fucking... I've seen video of this.
And this is one of the ones where you sit still until you launch. It's not a chain up a hill and let...
Now that freaks me out.
Would you ride...
$129 for a season pass?
For where?
For Cedar Point?
That's not bad, though.
It really isn't.
That's unlimited.
You're not,
that's what I'm
again,
saying.
Cedar,
That includes unlimited visits.
Oh, no.
And free parking.
Because Cedar Point doesn't have, like, a fucking cartoon gimmick you've got to fucking pay the overhead for.
I feel nauseous just looking at it.
That's way the fuck up there.
I feel nauseous just...
Who would you write
that's
it?
That's it!
Oh, I absolutely would.
I would absolutely write it, too.
Oh, it's that twist at the top where you start looking down at... Nope, that's what gets me. Nope, not gonna happen. I'd rather die.
I actually did, because they were opening that when I was in middle school.
But that twist isn't... It's not like a loop, dude.
I did a project on it, and got an A for it. And...
Who's laughing right now?
I got a power...
Julia.
Okay, I have to explain.
Do you know?
Julia comes up to me. She taps me on the shoulder and says, I sent you an email. I said, okay. I open up my email. She made a fucking PowerPoint that says, hello, welcome to my TED Talk. And it says, your laundry. In the second slide, it says, turn the dryer on when you get off your podcast. And it has a picture here. I'm going to send the picture to Slack because she did a very good job. I'm not going to lie. Jesus Christ. And then it says, the last slide is, I love you. Goodbye.
She seems very tickled by all this. I can just hear her in the background.
She's very proud of herself with good reason.
Also misspelled dryer.
Drear.
Drear. Okay.
Having trouble.
That picture of your face, though, is something else.
I mean, it is what it is, man. Oh, look. I got another email. Nope. Same email. It just says it wasn't read. Oh, good lord.
So, I'm just watching videos of old rides I used to do at Six Flags, and I'm getting really sad because most of them are closed now.
Hold That's on. What I do all the time.
Ow. How much is it to get to Ohio?
The Defunctland did Astroworld, Astroworld, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then there's another guy, like, I think that's just like a Houston guy. He made a two-part documentary on Astroworld, like from...
Wait, you want to go to Ohio
more depth
for what,
than Defunctland.
Cedar Point.
Cedar Point.
Oh, sorry.
No, but as a podcast or just
Point,
you or
that.
What?
Yeah, it's a podcast.
At that point, we might as well road trip.
Sure.
Oh man!
Let me just name five things I don't want to do.
If we go to Ohio, we could do Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Actually, if we were going to go to a theme park, we should go to what is it, Hershey World or whatever it's called.
We're not doing anal with you, Michael. All right.
Can we just go to Vegas?
How does that translate to anal?
Hershey World, Hershey Highway,
like chocolate.
Okay, now according to Gus on the Rooster Teeth podcast.
Okay.
We apparently have to go to Vegas during Christmas.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, Hershey Park, sorry.
As a person who used to live in Vegas.
Let's go to Graceland.
Why are we going to Vegas?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not
really. There's really no reason to go. Thing.
I'm not a Vegas guy.
I'm just imagining.
I would go for the buffet.
This
tube
flipping over.
You're such a fat.
Being trapped under this tube.
I have to. So many of the things that I would have done for food, I've got to reevaluate now. So,
because he's not going to eat like shit anymore?
I get it, because he doesn't eat meat anymore.
He doesn't eat meat.
I'm
it's
sure
not
there
just
is
that,
a great vegan buffet.
Jim is so
it's
cool.
It's not just that. It's a lot more than y'all think it is, trust me.
And I don't eat... hold on.
Did your doctor say you're going to die?
Hold on.
No.
Okay. Listen.
Yeah?
I think we need to go back to Austin.
Okay.
And then we need to go road trip into a theme park. I don't care where.
I mean, there's right an hour away is Fiesta Texas from Austin.
I don't know if I want Fiesta Texas.
Fiesta Texas is good.
Jeff's like, we need to do this, but I need to be super picky about it.
No, I'm just kidding. I've never been to Fiesta Texas, so.
You're not
missing solidly
anything.
Okay.
No, Fiesta Texas has some cool stuff.
Okay, this is exactly why.
I guess was a little heavy, on the camp though.
It had a really cool Joker.
This is the reason why. Anytime I'm like asked about Fiesta Texas, everyone's just like, oh, well, you know, it's okay.
I enjoyed it.
Don't want to go to a place. Is this the vegan fine.
Police?
Can't wait for you. Can't wait for the vegan police to come after you, Jim.
Oh, they would hate me. They would hate
gelato.
Me.
They would fucking, take away his
fucking Tom James.
Look, I started doing.
That's a guy from Westworld, right?
Yes.
Make sure.
Cliff Curtis Jr.
Curtis.
Curtis.
Curtis Jackson. No way, that's 50 Cent. Wait, what is this? This is what? Terrifying looking. Hold on. What is this roller coaster?
Is it the Joker roller coaster?
No.
The Rattler?
The Rattler, that's the other one.
Oh, that's not the Rattler. The
Diving Coaster Vanish. It's in Japan.
Oh.
Oh, did fuck that, yeah.
Wow, we can go to Boomers Houston.
No!
Never. What is that?
I'd never do that. No.
What is Boomers Houston?
Okay, Boomers.
No, I'm curious. Tell me what that is.
It's a national amusement center chain featuring mini golf, go karts, bumper boats, and arcade games.
Didn't that go where
Mount Asia was?
Maybe.
Fucking Mount Asia? Holy shit.
I think Boomers went in where Mount Asia used to
be. We got a takedown.
For what?
Actually, NBC. Yeah, I think that is Boomers?
Yeah. NBC Universal.
Yeah, that's it.
Did we get in trouble for the fucking Scott Pilgrim?
What did we get in trouble for?
It's probably Scott Pilgrim because that's Universal.
Oh!
Son of a bitch.
Submit dispute.
NBCU Creative Content Protection blocked your video because god damn it.
Every goddamn eggs, bitch. Time. We just need to recreate. We just need to shoot all the movies that dispute. We like.
I already did it.
I have to do it on Facebook, son.
I already did it on Facebook.
I thought you were talking about Mixer.
I didn't get taken down on Mixer.
Mixer doesn't get god two shits.
Damn.
Mixer is Microsoft, eh?
Mixer this sounds like a boring like a swinger shit. Club.
You would know, wouldn't you?
Wow.
Wait, what did you say, David or Todd?
I said you would know.
Before that.
I don't know where we're going. With
I said
this.
we should go to Celebration Station.
Celebration Station.
Are they still open?
Yeah. As of like a couple years ago, a friend of mine went there for her like cousin's birthday.
Mesquite, where the fuck Texas? Is
Celebration Station?
It's in Dallas. It's in Mesquite, my hometown. It's the
one
I went
to. Oh, there used to be one in Houston.
Yeah, there was.
Okay, well, let's go.
Shitty ass video. Do I have go karts?
No, Celebration Station is not something we would go to do.
Oh, I would. 100%.
We can go to Funplex.
Really? You can. Okay, okay.
Can we go to Funplex?
$99 gets you a large pizza, a pitcher, soft drink, $15 a game.
They have paintball now?
And 4 all-day play passes.
I would shoot the fuck out of David.
Oh, man, yeah. Just
only David.
Dick.
They have rock climbing now? What the fuck? Oh, the mini golf is still there. The same mini golf.
How old is this video, though, honestly?
Hey, it says 2020. It says 2020 on their website.
Okay. But this is the same mini golf as when I was a child. And the same
They don't change the mini golf course. They just... replace the green.
They have laser tag now? The fuck?
You have to love the
we should go do
Sony
Laser
Vegas
Quest.
Particle background.
Laser yeah. Quest is sadly gone now.
The one on Highway 6?
Both of them? I only know the one that's on Highway 6 and Westheimer. That one's gone.
Oh.
It's a medical supply building now.
What?
That's yeah. Impressive. That's how I would go to work.
All right, we need to plan an adventure of some sort at some point here. I don't really care where we're going.
Celebration Station.
Are we supposed to be doing the bachelor party for...
This is
you got
the most boring...
Well, for Jim, Todd.
We're
calm
supposed
down.
To be doing one for you too, son.
Yeah,
you're okay. The one that's actually getting married. I'm done. I've gotten married. It's over.
You're past married?
Bro, this place is still open.
Yeah, Celebration Station, right?
Fucking going.
Derek, I wouldn't know. I never actually went to Funplex.
Oh, Laser Quest Houston closed. Never mind.
Oh, sad.
They all closed.
Unless you are from Houston, this is going to be the most boring podcast to listen to.
No, I'm about to ask people about what kind of entertainment places. Did you have like Leaps and Bounds or DZ Discovery Zone?
Discovery Zone.
We had DZ here.
See, I brought it back. I'm going to fucking Celebration.
Dude, when Discovery Zone was up, they had a Men in Black laser tag.
What?
But you remember back in the day.
I think I was not going. I think I was over Discovery Zone at that point.
Y'all remember Zuma?
No.
No.
Yes.
Oh, 45.
Alyssa brings it up, but I never went there.
I remember going there once when I was real little. Like, I have these vague, like, very short memories of it. And that's, I really can't remember much about it, but I drive past it nowadays because it closed, but they never leveled it. And so it's all just like overgrown and honestly, there's
What's
like hobos and shit that live in the 45 North.
And what?
I don't think so.
It's over by like Alding Westfield.
Oh, okay.
And a real shitty part of town. And like, so every so often you'll get some homeless guy that thinks it's like brilliant to set up like a little house or like a little living space in there. So he'll set up like tarps and stuff and have like a mattress underneath. And like, he's got a good thing going for a couple of weeks and the cops come and take it all away.
Do kids have a place like this? I guess all those trampoline parks, kids love that.
They got trampoline parks.
Is that the place?
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese.
Urban Air's one of them. Yeah. Chuck E. Cheese is still around, but Chuck E. Cheese is like
a discount
version.
I never went to Chuck E. Cheese. No, I never went to Chuck E. Cheese when I was a kid. I went to Chuck E. Cheese recently. I even
recently?
When I was a kid, it would have been a letdown.
Oh, for sure.
That is not as cool as Discovery Zone.
Oh, no, absolutely. It was like a miniature Discovery Zone. It had a lot more games than Discovery Zone did, though. Discovery Zone was about the tubes and the
also, there is a funk lane about.
The other place like Discovery Zone. I remember talking about
Leaps
that.
And Bounds.
Leaps and Bounds, yeah. Now, and Michael, you might be the only one that might know it, but did you ever go to Exilorama in Memorial City?
I was very little when I went there, too. I vaguely remember
the
escalator.
I went on a field trip there. And that was the first time I had ever went. It was a field trip. But I remember going for a birthday party and doing nothing but playing Mortal Kombat 2. that's all I fucking did was play Mortal Kombat 2 with like my cousin.
No, you know what this group needs to do? We need to do an escape room.
Escape room.
I'm down.
All right, I love them. I've done a few.
I agree.
I've done a few in Houston. One. So we and you can usually find them on Groupon for pretty cheap.
Well,
I have one next to my house.
Yeah, I go to that one a lot.
I-10. The one that's on
I-10. You can't go do one that any of us have already done. Because then you like, no.
Todd, which one are you talking about?
Alternate reality? It's the one on I-10 and West Green.
No, I'm talking about like, literally, I can walk to it from my house.
Really?
Yeah.
On Franz?
No, it's, yeah, it is on Franz, actually. It's blah, 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 blah. Hold on. Okay, well, that's not my current location. Franz and Fort Bend.
Oh, over by Fun Stuff Comics. I gotcha.
No, kind of. It's... shit.
I know what you're talking about.
There's the stadium, right? And then you go... Wow, that's got this all sorts of fucked up.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, though.
I don't know, I really like the alternate reality.
Don't they always, don't they keep them fresh though? Don't they like change?
They
up
put
the...
in new ones every once in a while. This is one of the trailers for one that I did.
Well, let's take a look at it.
Nuclear fission.
I am telling you right now, I am not a fan of having music start up as soon as I load the website.
Panic Room Houston. $89 for six people.
You don't love MySpace level of fucking web design?
No.
Hey, that was like next level shit back in the day.
We thought we were fucking coding.
I bet you had some shit like Pantera playing.
What the fuck is wrong with that?
Nothing wrong. I'm not saying there was nothing wrong.
You're at it.
Okay, David.
What? I never said it was
Dallas,
wrong.
Texas' own Pantera.
Is NXT. That when I saw them in NXT. Concert as a kid?
If you saw Pantera as a kid, that is fucking...
Definitely did.
Really? That's amazing. And that makes... Yeah, I was too young.
Pantera...
They're from Dallas, so for sure you
Wait, if
did.
You were too young... Todd is... Barely older than you, if not.
God is younger than I am. God is younger than I am. But I just wasn't. I wasn't going to concerts. I didn't like start going to concerts until I was like 13, 14.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm understanding now.
So I saw them in concert.
You're almost afraid about what you're about to say.
Be afraid.
They're gonna be concert,
different bands
84 years ago.
Now I saw because Pantera broke up by the time I was old enough to go to concerts. Now Dimebag and Vinnie Paul, the brothers, they formed Damage Plan, and that was the band that was playing on stage when that ex-Marine went up and shot Dimebag and killed him. I saw Damage Plan right. Like 1 month before Dimebag was killed at Numbers. Numbers. Numbers isn't racist.
Which one is?
Kung Fu Saloon?
No, one of the owners of one of the, like, Numbers.
Oh,
or
Fitzgerald's.
Walters.
Fitzgerald's.
Ah, that's what I was going for.
And Fitzgerald's is gone. Fitzgerald's is gone. Walters is gone.
You know what, Jim? You should start your own music video.
The fuck no.
No. Hear me out. Here's my business plan for you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my business plan. It'll be a combination coffee shop / music venue.
Ain't heard anything about it already.
It'll be called The Gym.
The Gym?
Wow. Terrible. Cool.
But so, G-I-M. You know.
I'll open a bar next door called Puzzles.
There you go.
We'll call it Puzzles. The name is
Puzzle.
I don't
think Jeff gets that reference, Michael.
Yeah,
what's that?
I don't think Jeff gets that reference.
No, Jeff probably doesn't. Jeff,
I got it.
I appreciate those of you who did get the reference.
What was the show?
There was a
How
About Your
Mother?
How About Your Mother?
Yeah, no, I didn't understand that reference.
So you're not Captain America.
Nope.
All right. So reference. I saw Pantera on 29th of July 1990.
Wow.
So there was a place called Java Jazz.
I remember Java Jazz.
A long time ago. So yeah, if you are into any kind of alternative music, probably remember it from like a decade and a half ago.
I had friends that played at Java Jazz.
So that was my band Nuvasarum. Anytime they needed a band, they would call us and we would always, we played there and had to have been 60 times. But at one point, I tried to book there. I tried to help book there. This guy named Andre was the head booker, and I tried.
1,000.
I tried to run, and I did not do well. I booked this one band and just completely forgot to promote them. Luckily, they became very famous, and they're still very famous, but I definitely forgot to promote
that
them.
Band, Metallica.
No. It was a band called The Ghost Inside. And they're very popular, but they're very famous because, yep, that was exactly where Java Jazz was. Oh my
Pawn
god!
Shop.
Because
yeah,
you forgot
it's not anything left. Anymore. It was right in that corner. It was literally in that corner.
Wait, oh, the back corner. This corner. It was that. Oh, I can read it now.
So, and
closer.
But the van, the ghost inside, got into a really bad van accident. Their drummer lost like their leg and stuff like that. So,
damn, is that because
maybe
you forgot
booked
to promote
them properly?
Them?
Yeah, maybe I
forgot the night that they were supposed to come on stage. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This was also like a decade after I had any interaction with them. But here's the thing, and I felt bad because they didn't make any money off the show. So I ended up taking out $100 from my own money and giving it to them. And my mom let them all stay in my parents' house, and we watched The Office that my mom DVR
jerked off together.
No, we didn't do that. So that. Yeah, that's
Java Jazz. Jerk off together.
So, but Jim, coffee shop. You know,
listen, video. I have had 1,000 different ideas of like
porn
what
theater.
Type of place we would open up,
oh,
and like
man.
It's always
hold
coffee
on.
Shop
hold
slash.
On.
X.
I have to ask permission for this one. Just give me a second.
Exactly what I want. I want a craft and a cocktail bar.
She wants a craft and a cocktail bar. I don't know if y'all heard that.
So painting with a twist.
Painting with a twist, exactly. That's exactly what she wants.
Julia says I can't talk about her idea because
like,
you know
like,
it's steal
like
it.
Wood shop.
Is it a bar
it's
called
not
puzzles?
Mix that with
no.
Yeah, let's like, give people oh, sharp bye. Wood carving instruments and alcohol.
I was thinking more like a
no, man.
Song.
It's gonna
someone
be
just lobs off puzzles.
Coffee shop slash bar slash axe throwing place.
What?
That's actually puzzles. A good idea.
How is that a good idea, Jeff?
Look, listen, I would,
but
I would
Jason
like to
Momoa
refer to
show
you
up.
Exactly. Exhibit A, Jason Momoa drinking a beer, throwing an axe, looking mighty fine while doing so.
I have a feeling it would be fucking exhausting being Jason Momoa's friend.
Why?
Trying to keep
I don't
up
know,
with
man.
Yeah,
that
it would
dude.
Be exhausting.
No
so
man, he
exhausting.
Just he just like he just fucking chill, man. He's just
at
like,
some
you know
point
what?
That dude,
dude
would try
look at the size of his
naked.
Muscles. If you're chill at any point in the day, you cannot get your muscles that big.
Okay,
there's no way.
I mean, I don't know why
well,
that would be exhausting to be
that, you know
Jason
that's...
Momoa's friend. I mean, I'm not doing anything for his muscles. I'm just being his friend.
Puzzles.
That means you have to be his bro, Jeff. That means you have to
I mean,
be
if you're not spotting
man.
Him while he's working out, you're dead weight in the way.
Or Puka or anything like that.
I would love to see Jeff spot Jason Momoa. That could be hilarious.
Okay.
I mean, the guy has to lift at least, like, what, bench probably ballpark figure 325? Minimum?
User yeah. in your channel timed out.
And
hi.
Jim's dead.
User entered your channel.
Jim's alive
whoa.
Again!
damn closet.
I know.
Jim, get out of the closet.
But listen,
I can't,
if you open
I
up,
can't get
if
out.
You open up your business, man. You won't be in a closet anymore.
Trapped in a closet?
Stuck
it's
in
a win-win situation. You should go down to the bank right now and open up a loan. Chop,
oh,
chop.
No.
Okay, Jeff?
Puzzles.
What?
Puzzles.
What you got for me, David?
The album never mark mind. For that episode.
No. What you got?
I said puzzles. You didn't see. You didn't hear it.
Puzzles.
Okay.
I mean, you can puzzles. Keep saying puzzles all you want. How I Met Your Mother is still a shitty show.
What?
You shut
whoa.
Your mouth.
A shitty show.
It's still better than The Who.
Also, I just realized this is missing.
It's a shitty show with arguably a worse ending than Game of Thrones.
Bullshit.
It can't be worse than Game of Thrones.
Ooh, controversy.
No, I don't think so, but no.
There's nothing worse than Game of Thrones.
Oh, no.
I like both
a pretty
endings,
bad
though,
ending,
so
too.
I'm easy to please, I guess.
Listen, look in your heart of hearts and think about how that show ended. And just think about it for a second.
Okay, so it ended with his wife dying.
Yeah.
And him...
Spoiler alert for How Much Your Mother.
And then him going after the girl. At this point? And then him going after the girl that arguably...
He's been in love with the entire time?
Right. They're treating him pretty fucking shittily.
Not really.
They were best friends through the whole fucking show.
And
yeah, why
also,
didn't they
she,
work?
She waxed his dick a couple times.
Why didn't they work?
Dude, more than
what?
A couple times.
Why didn't True. They?
Yes.
Because she can't have kids and he wanted kids.
Right, that was a fundamental issue.
And then he had kids, so Bots she was you. Out of the way.
But uh-huh. she doesn't and... want kids.
It doesn't, at that point, they're old. Who cares? They can't procreate no. anyway.
Hold on. That, okay, I understand that, but does she want kids?
No. The kids are like a teenager. She didn't adults. Want kids, and Robin,
she also couldn't have kids.
Right, and also Robin actually really adored the kids. Like, she took, like, there was several references.
They
of
called
how she
her
always
Aunt Robin
care.
At the time.
Right.
I mean, I'm called Aunt Uncle Jeff, but I'm not saying I'm the greatest uncle in the world.
Okay, Damn. So you're a shitty uncle. Congratulations.
I mean, Robin Scherbatsky would be a better uncle than Jeff.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wouldn't mind her being my uncle either, so...
That's a weird thing to say, David.
That's we got a lot to unpack there.
Hey, no, not really. Robin Scherbatsky can be anything to anything.
Can be anything to anything.
Mm-hmm, David, she can be my uncle, stop. My daddy, whatever you want to call her. I'm down.
You know, I don't want to know what your Pornhub feed looks like. It's
My
probably
what?
Just incest. It's probably just incest.
My what now?
Your Pornhub feed.
That's yeah. not.
But that's it's just what Pornhub is now, though.
It's a ton of midget porn, Jeff. It's just a ton of midget porn.
I mean, you're into whatever true. You're into, man. I'm not here to judge.
Damn. When did that happen in the show? I would have watched it more.
What, Lily's boobs?
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, they got massive when she got pregnant.
Allison okay. Hannigan, man.
Yeah, she's hot.
Ratsky.
It's very true. Season 1 Robin was way hotter than Season 7 Robin.
Search Robin Scherbatsky.
Oh my god. Anything to end this nightmare of a conversation.
Is that Stacey Keibler?
No, that's... Oh god! They had several famous ones. Britney
Spears. They had so many guest stars.
Oh, it is Stacey Keibler. Okay, never mind.
That is absolutely fucking not Stacey Keibler.
It is Stacey Keibler.
It literally just said in the thing, portrayed by Stacey Keibler.
In the thing.
Portrayed by Stacey Keibler.
Wow, Stacey Keibler looks way different there than she ever did.
This was also.
Do you remember, hey Todd, do you remember her WCW name?
Miss Hancock?
Yeah, good call.
I didn't actually watch WCW, but I knew it. Also, Jim,
I'm surprised you knew it.
This was literally 10 years ago. Almost
yeah,
to the
day.
Yeah,
but she looks different even
ago.
From, I mean, I know her from WCW, so I mean,
that I
was even 10 years before
Boys.
That.
I know her from camera angles where she was bending over.
I feel like also none of those people, with the exception of maybe... Neil Patrick Harris. Is it Allison Hannigan? Silly. That's the redhead.
Allison Hannigan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the chick that plays Robin. I don't.
Robin
Scherbatsky. Kobe Smulders, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Scherbatsky.
Those are the only three people that like had a fucking career after this show.
Jason Segel.
Jason no. Segel.
He's
in like a
what?
Shit ton
he's
of movies.
Doing what right now?
He did the Muppet movie.
Is he...
it, yeah,
first off,
five
he's
fucking
a
years ago.
Good movie.
Jason Segel does
a
lot of directing.
And he's also
now.
A very
Jeff's
accomplished
like, oh, he hasn't
musician.
Done a movie in 5 years. He's clearly not successful.
Watch
that. Say that. He was doing it. He was doing that movie when he was doing the show.
What? Knocked Up? Forgetting Sarah Marshall? I Love You, Man.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall was definitely
Despicable Me.
How I Met Your Mother was
all
going
the Judd Apatow movies. Freaks and
Geeks. The 5-year engagement. That
all
tape.
While
the
during
Discovery.
That show was on.
Look at this steroid motherfucker right here.
Is he like trying to tap her ass?
Yeah, he was.
Nice.
I mean, it's Scott Steiner.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Oh,
he's
roided out.
Bag.
Yeah, he's roided out beyond.
All right. So since How I Met Your Mother came out, he was in Sex Tape.
What is that?
Exactly. The end of the tour.
Well, no, you're
wait.
Okay, hold on. Are you saying since it came
movie?
Out or since it ended?
Since it ended. This is since it ended in 2014.
Okay.
The Friend. And then another TV show called Dispatches from Elsewhere.
He's also been in The Discovery and Come Sunday.
Yeah.
But,
have you seen those?
No.
Exactly.
But in comparison,
exactly.
Allison Hannigan's probably been in less since then.
Yeah.
Allison.
I'm already on IMDb.
So
I'm not surprised.
So what is your point? What is your point, Jeff? What are you trying to say?
My point is that they were on a successful TV show. They had their chance, and then they just, it's gone.
Oh, I'm sorry. She was in the Kim Possible movie.
What about everybody else at the office?
How dare you!
There were significantly less successful people from the office afterward.
Like the characters.
What about Harry Potter? The fuck has creepy weirdo Potter done?
A lot.
He's done lots of good movies.
He's actually done a lot.
Swiss Army Man is fantastic.
Not
Harry Potter. What's his face? The creepy Frodo? Dude.
No. The creepy dude. You need to expound upon the creepy dude.
The blonde one.
Draco Malfoy?
There you go.
Toby.
Not much.
But here's the thing, though. Does he have to do anything?
No.
He doesn't have to
None
do
of them
anything.
Have to.
No, he's made, mean, he's made millions.
Tom
How Met Your Mother cast was making, like, what, $500,000 to $1 million each episode towards
no,
the end?
No, they weren't making Big Bang Theory money, all right?
You mean Young Sheldon?
The whole point that I'm trying to make there is that the TV show is centered around a dude who apparently no one liked after the show ended. And, like, decided they were never going to cast this dude again.
Oh, Joss Radnor?
Yes.
I definitely can't think of anything that dude's been in since.
So you're saying that because the main character...
The main character became so unlikable that no one liked him after this show. Therefore, the show is shit because the main character was so awful.
Wait, what? He's on Grey's Anatomy.
I think you're drawing too many.
He's on Grey's Anatomy for one fucking episode.
Okay.
So you're saying since Rick Moranis hasn't done anything in ages, everything he was in was terrible.
No.
He retired.
No, you do not talk about Rick Moranis. That man is a saint. And he ended his acting career for a great reason.
Because of his wife dying.
He ended his career for a great reason.
I actually wanted to ask you guys a question about that. Do you think he makes an appearance in this movie?
No.
The new one?
Oh, absolutely not.
By the way, I watched that trailer. I'm hyped now.
It's all right. It looks good.
Did we talk about that?
What trailer?
Ghostbusters one.
Oh, yeah. I'm so hyped for that new one.
We did.
Also, he's been in Grey's Anatomy and yay. That's all you need in Grey's Anatomy.
I said that already.
And a show called Hunters.
Rise, whatever that is.
I mean, he's done.
He's done TV
shows since.
He's done mediocre shit since then.
Okay.
I mean, you could say that about almost everyone.
Most
in the
of
office.
These TV, big TV things, that's how it right? goes.
Other than John Krasinski, nobody has done anything.
Oh, that's incorrect.
Jennifer
Novak,
did...
Mindy Kaling, Ed Helms,
Mindy Kaling,
Steve Carell,
a
Greg
couple shows
Robinson,
that were not that great.
Ellie
no,
Kemper.
Mindy Kaling writes a
okay,
lot.
Okay, and arguably Dude, Steve I'm Carell made acting. Shitty movies.
Rashida after Jones, that. James
Rashida
Spader
Jones doesn't count. First of all, Rashida Jones and James Spader don't fucking count. You know who the fuck I'm talking about whenever I say the cast of The Office.
Catherine
the main
Tate.
People.
Catherine Tate.
Who?
Nellie Bertrand.
Nellie Bertrand.
She doesn't count!
How does she not count?
She wasn't the main cast. I'm talking
he
about...
He wasn't in the main cast.
Jim,
Mindy
Pam,
Kaling,
White,
and BJ Novak
Angel,
were...
BJ Novak's been in nothing.
No, but he wasn't
I'm not
ever
talking
an
about
actor. Writing. But he Tomorrow. Wasn't ever an actor, though.
Exactly.
That's not he what he
some,
was.
He wrote some children books.
He's written a lot of TV.
And Mindy Kaling had the Mindy Project. That was
well,
it.
Well, and she also she made a movie on Amazon
about
a late night talk show host. That was
she
really
made a
good.
Movie on this one shitty streaming service.
First of all,
Jack Ryan. Why is it a shitty streaming service?
Jack Ryan is great.
What's shitty about Amazon Prime?
A lot.
The website.
What's shitty
about
Amazon Prime? What's shitty?
It's free with Amazon Prime.
The website.
Right. Which I don't mean. I mean, like, look, I don't expect anything from it. That's the only thing.
Like, David, you just say things, and it's just
The only thing I actually enjoyed on Amazon Prime that wasn't an old ass movie or something that was just cast off from the leftovers of Netflix and Hulu was the Top Gear replacement.
Great. Jack Ryan. Did you watch the latest special?
No, I haven't had a chance to yet.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I love their stuff. So I'm sad. This is the last one, isn't it?
No, they're contracted for 3 more.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And they're all like specials.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's what I actually prefer their specials.
I mean, the specials are what made the show so great.
You're not wrong.
I don't know. I think this is a good stopping point, though, because we've just babbled on for the last.
This was definitely the most rambling episode that we've ever done.
Got a couple it. Things.
No.
Dad's like, no.
Yes, a couple things.
No.
Just very briefly.
Na-na-na-na-na.
Anybody watch The Witcher yet?
I'm watching it. It's really hard to get into.
Which episode are you on?
What if you got a three-way? Would that make it better?
No.
The timelines haven't caught up yet.
You gotta realize, I don't know anything about The Witcher. So I have very little to know.
That's the reason why I was asking.
That's the thing you got to realize. That's a very important thing that you got to take into account. You're coming in this from the perspective of a fan.
David, hold up.
He's coming.
That's exactly my point. That's why I wanted to ask.
Like that one girl in that show.
If it's been confusing for you, because if it's been confusing, that means that it's not going to work for the rest of like everybody else who knows nothing about The Witcher. Which means, that The Witcher is just for the fans, and I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
Wait, a movie's just for the fans?
Dude, there have been a lot of people that have fallen in love with The Witcher that didn't even know it was a game before they started watching
it. It's a game?
Good lord.
Wait, it's a book?
Shut up, Todd.
It's an awesome book.
By the way, did you see the guy signed a new deal with CD Projekt Red?
Yeah.
And they... After he tried to sue them for $16 million?
Yeah, he was like, ha, 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 money. Do you know how excited he was when The Witcher 3 like rocketed back up into sales again? Because of the TV show?
This is the most supreme Switch version.
So, hold on. I gotta say.
Look, we're gonna have to have words, Jim, if you keep talking like this.
David's allowed to say whatever dumbass thing that comes into his dumbass head.
We've stopped holding him to standards.
Yeah, well, there's a difference. I don't say complete and utter nonsense like Switch the best.
Everything you say is nonsense, David. We expect it to be nonsense.
Otherwise, sir.
We hold Jim to higher standards.
Ouch.
Wait, hold up. The Witcher 3 Switch sales.
Oh, God.
Versus.
I'm curious on how that is.
Steam sales.
Is that a fair comparison? It's been out for a while.
What were you about to compare it to, my friend?
No, I wasn't comparing it to. I was saying Switch, the console sales. Yes. Yeah.
The console.
Oh, okay.
Not the Witcher on the
side. Not really a fair comparison, but okay.
Speaking of unfair comparisons, I was reading an article that said AirPods is like a $15 billion business right now. Gross. Just on AirPods.
Fuck AirPods. My boss got those at work. And he's been literally walking around the office going, hey, just talking around the fucking office with his goddamn AirPods. He actually
got his AirPods in. He can't hear us.
He walked into my office talking, and I was like, okay, obviously you're on the phone. And he goes, hold on, let me conference Jeff in real quick. Pulls out one of his AirPods, hands it to me.
I was like, nah, man.
We ain't doing that. He was like, no, that's the grossest thing I've ever heard. I was just like, it's not happening.
I just puked a little. Jesus.
There are people, hold on. There are people daily that go, hey, can I try these AirPods on? And I'm like, well, first of all, that would be gross. because you're shoving them all the way inside your ear. And like, well, how do I know if I like them? I'm going to let you return them if you don't like them, but I promise
you. Have
you
the option to return them. They will even put it back on your car.
I said that doesn't seem like a very good business practice. I said, okay, then how about this? Go to any other retailer. Definitively give me proof that they've let you try these AirPods on before you buy them.
Hold on, Jim.
I will give you the money to buy them.
I have to stop you right now. Are you prepared to buy me some new AirPods?
Are you...
I'm just asking you right now. Are you prepared?
How do you do it?
Okay, first off, Apple does have a demo pair that they allow other people to use. You do get alcohol swabs and the whole, like, you know, fresh buds and
this. I hope absolutely you get some kind of STD from that.
I'm looking this up. I absolutely think
not
you're
how
just
STDs
pulling this out
work.
Of your
ass. No, I'm
you don't
not,
know
because I was at the Apple store. I was inquiring about them, and I watched demo pairs. I was offered
ass.
It. Huh?
Look, or you know, you could do what any sane person would do, is you just buy the AirPods.
Well, unfortunately,
you
they're
don't
sold
like
out,
them,
so.
If you don't like them, just return them.
No, I agree with you 100%.
Oh, dude,
I think...
no, he's absolutely right. At Apple stores,
shove it.
It says, yes, you can. Stores will have around half a dozen AirPods available to try on, at least. They are stored with the demo watches in the drawers. All AirPods are sanitized as soon as a demo is done. Fuck that. That's disgusting. Never, ever, ever. Ever. That is horrifying. Horrifying.
All right.
That
so
to me is
update.
The equivalent of...
Just an update
like,
here.
Touching tips? Like, what is the equivalency?
The series as a whole, which The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt has accounted for half of this figure, is sold 40 million units since June of 2019. The Switch has sold 41 million units as of September 2019.
Damn.
Now, hold on to the gym.
I'm not being cocky. I'm not
that
being
this
cocky.
This does not include... The recent statistics in which The Witcher 3 jumped up to the top of concurrent gamers on Steam in the last 3 or 4 weeks. Also happened to be on sale for like $15. How much did you pay for yours?
Oh, I don't have it.
You don't have it? I think it's retail at 50.
No, I don't have it, dude.
You don't have it?
Oh, God.
All right. I don't mean to end the podcast on this.
User was moved out of
your channel. But let it be known, let the record show that Jim, pull him back in here.
User was moved to your channel.
Jim, let the record show that you were never allowed to talk about The Witcher 3 ever again.
Hold on. I've read the books. Is that okay?
No, it's not okay. Because you keep touting a superior version on the Switch.
Shush.
I have spoken.
That's the
raging
wrong
lion
show.
That said it's
it
true.
Doesn't matter. I have spoken. Jim, I love
spooky.
You. But you're ridiculous.
Hold on. I forgot. That I talked about making an article for him.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
You okay, Jeff?
I'm so annoyed.
Sign up. Definitely. Sign up okay. For free.
It's like David with his little devil's advocate thing, and then he's like, at the very end, he's like, I never actually did that, by the way. Alright, well, I never actually thought that. I just wanted to, you know, fuck with you.
Oh, well, I mean, it gets the conversation starting, to be fair. It does keep the conversation.
But it doesn't.
It'd be boring
it
if we all agree on the same damn
but
thing.
But it's a conversation built on a lie. Doesn't that make you, like, squirm
but
a little
I didn't
bit?
Lie. When did I lie?
No,
I never
about
said
me,
you
Jim.
Lied.
It's not always about you.
However, I am, like, extremely disappointed in you with Jim because, like, I had assumed
believe this.
That I am
you had
so
picked up the game.
On games right now. I would,
you know what? As punishment, you should go buy The Witcher 3. And it goes right up to the top of the list.
I just bought Lion King and Aladdin for the
Switch. What is wrong with
you?
You
played that already.
What the fuck? No.
I bought the physical copy.
Oh my God.
It came in a Super Nintendo box.
Dear God.
Let's see how close to getting pornography on the screen.
What?
What?
Why are we being signed up for?
I saw
oh
some guy
God.
Railing a chick.
That's gonna be fucking going on the email address.
Yeah.
Wait. What?
Hold on. We're gonna generate a new secure password. Hold on.
Lovely. Lovely.
It's sign up.
Dear God.
Sign up.
Website. Just so you know.
Thank you.
If you all have any tips.
I need help. We have to just. I am a other. I like girls.
I am an entity.
Ethnicity. What turns me on? All? Is there an all option? Hey, there is. Huh. You click on all of them.
I do not discriminate on the breastises or the ethnicity.
God.
Why is there no ass?
I don't know why we're going down this path.
Between breastises, David?
Oh my God. Besticles.
You're okay with man titties?
Hold on. Let me make sure this next page doesn't have
You know what? Oh. Sometimes if you look at them at the right angle, they're not bad.
Next week, we bring you our Ranty Media Me Too apology.
Shut your mouth.
There ain't gonna be no goddamn apology on this show.
Take me to my subscriptions.
Michael, why are you discriminating against man titties?
Favorite porn stars.
Oh my God.
Y'all got any suggestions?
Fuck, I don't know any of them. I know
Mila
Khalifa.
I'm gonna do Mia Markova.
Bridget Powers.
Where's Corey Chase? Hey, that's Madeline Ward. I'm gonna put her on there.
Bridget Powers. I feel like
that's a porn.
Who is Bridget Powers?
Just type her in, man. Just look for her.
It doesn't let me type. There's Corey Chase. I'll add her. Bridget Powers. Heard of her.
Why do I feel like she's like some super muscular chick?
Where's Tori Black? There's Tori Black.
Is Bridget the Midget.
Oh, okay.
Yay, gotcha. Midget porn.
Yeah. Oh my God. All
right.
Yeah, look how excited David got.
Take me to my basic information. Hey, when was Ranty Media founded, Jeff?
2016. Hold on.
No,
this 4-year-old is our age.
We're not old enough.
You need the exact date. I got you. Hold on. Yeah, sure.
That'd be great.
Shit, we're not old enough.
Open.
It'll ban us from...
I don't think 4-year-olds can have Pornhub accounts, Todd.
Well, we're about to find out.
This is like that
starting
scene from Clerks where they sell the 4-year-old
cigarettes. Oh, I'm sorry. No. 10/5/2015 is our official founding date. Oh, 1969. Lord. I wonder what I can do with 69.
Shut the fuck up.
It's 69.
I guarantee you that's the most common
It's the oldest joke in the book that always makes Todd chuckle. 69.
69.
So, like, 69,
cup of noodles.
69.
Hold on, let me click away.
Oh my God, dude.
God, he said 69.
Okay.
Oh my God, guys.
Hold on, I have to confirm my account.
Well, and coincidentally, I landed on this little gem on Imgur.
Titties?
No.
Well, what's the point?
Oh my God!
You gotta get verified.
Just hit next. Hit next.
I know.
Yeah.
It better not send something to you. Hey, where's my email?
There you go.
My email spam. Just hold on. Click away.
Right, click smart. And wait. Click is away. That what you just said?
I said click away. All right, cool. We have an account now. I'll make my top 10 list every year.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
I hope you all are excited about that.
I'm just afraid what we're going to be associated with.
Hey, do we use MailChimp?
MailChimp?
For newsletters?
Do we use MailChimp at all?
No.
Okay, why do we have an email from them?
That's a fucking fantastic question.
I'm going to delete all the emails in here. Moving on. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this.
Can you turn off Twitch notifications while you're in there?
I already did that.
Thank you.
I noticed it earlier, like a couple days ago. I was like...
I don't need to know Alfredo's going live.
But he's playing Siege.
That's nice.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to this weird-ass episode of Rant On.
It's been great.
It's something. Those are words. I don't even know where I'm going to cut the video or cut the audio to start and end. But for Jeff Stevens, Michael Fritz, David Feldman, Jim Keel, Kevin's still dead. And
He joined earlier.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He joined TeamSpeak?
Not TeamSpeak.
Oh, he responded. Oh, okay. All right. Well, fuck him. And fuck Friday. Have a good night, everybody.
Bye. Bye. Totes, bye, y'all.
All right.
He's summing all over your face, David.
Oh, jeez.
Huh? I'm sorry. The YouTube music was too loud.
No.